Well, hello guys. You'll be happy to know this is my last video of the weekend. As you know, work looms tomorrow. Now, I've made quite a lot of videos on this site, and I've put them on another site as well, to try and tell men the true nature of pheromones. But my videos actually mean nothing, because the way pheromones are acting and showing their true nature themselves, it's far more believable, isn't it? Oh, some of them try real hard not to show their true nature, but they can't help themselves. It shines through anyway. And of course it does help now that they're dressing in gaudy old clothes, covered in tattoos, rings in their nose, generally overweight, with a terrible arrogant attitude, and they're the nice ones. So the best thing you can do, guys, is to stay away from them. Build your life without one. They will only lie, deceive, and betray you. Unfortunately, it's their nature. They're slightly better when they get older because they don't command so much power. And the only power they command is sexual power. You take sex out of the equation, and they've been effectively neutralized. Protect yourself at all costs, guys. There may be the odd pheromone that is actually nice, but even the ones that aren't act nice to get what they want. And it's generally never you, just something that you can provide. And when they've got it, look out. As you've probably noticed, pheromones have encroached all of man's spaces and destroyed them. And they're still trying to destroy more. Us men must protect those spaces. In the media, on TV, and mostly in films now, all you see is pheromones. They're trying to isolate men so that they have nothing. But lots of men still have the wilderness. The pheromone won't follow you there. Unfortunately, I don't have that. But I still manage to stay away from most pheromones. What worries me most is the young men. They've been brought up in an education system that drives home that you're no good and pheromones are special. They may not see the scams pheromones are running. But the way the pheromones are conducting themselves on social media, it's hard not to see them. So hopefully more and more men will just ignore them, walk away, or just say no to a pheromone, which is a word she hardly ever hears, so you may have to say it twice. Until pheromones start acting like decent human beings and taking responsibility like a grown-up for the things that they do, instead of acting like Satan's little helpers. Yeah, that's a new saying of mine. I like it. You men out there give pheromones a wide berth. Naturally, don't give them a berth at all. That just gives them a lever. Have a good week, guys, whatever you do. And with luck and Godspeed, we'll talk again. Take it easy.